Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Where in the world is Mark Walters? Where in the world is the Crossbreed Holster Studio located today? Yesterday, I told you I would find myself somewhere broadcasting from parts unknown, literally from parts unknown. I had absolutely no idea where I would be bringing you this program today. All I could tell you was I would be somewhere out in the Sonoran Desert.
It's all right.
Somewhere between, I'll introduce that maniac here in just a second, somewhere between Phoenix and Tombstone, Arizona. And as luck would have it, as the gods of travel would have it, I found myself in Tucson in just the perfect amount of time. Now, Armed American Radio, many of you listen to this program on 1030 KVOI, the voice here in Tucson, the weekend monster broadcast. And I'm sitting here in the studios inside the 1030 KVOI, the voice studios in downtown Tucson, Arizona, just outside downtown, a few miles, with Mr. Charles Heller. Mr. Charles Heller, welcome to the show.
It's all right.
Thanks for having us in here today. I learned a valuable lesson.
What's that?
You know, I get out here enough, you'd think I'd know. Don't wear black T-shirts in Arizona.
You can do it between January and February,
but even then
it's hot.
But it's not between January and February.
Correct, sir.
So thank you for keeping this show off of the road, literally off of the road today, because I had planned on being on the side of the road somewhere in the desert. And it would have been fun because people would have heard gunfire, listeners. You would have been able to hear me firing my guns, and it would have been great.
You could now.
I know, but I don't want to do that right now, even though we could.
We could, yeah.
Explain how.
Well, we have a sand bucket over there in the corner, and the station here is in the county, not in the city. And the station management, being enlightened, says as long as you do it safely, we authorize you to go ahead, if you need to, for purposes of illustrating something on a broadcast, to go ahead and pop a round or two into the bucket. And we sometimes do.
And there is
there's
a bucket full of sand and brass right over here over my left shoulder.
In fact, you might even have somebody grab that the lid and read the lid on the can. And also, you have in your left hand right now.
That says not for garbage, live ammunition only. We're going to take a photograph of that.
Yeah.
Let's get that out on the Twitter and my Facebook feed. Would be wonderful. Yeah. I have a 45. Go ahead.
It's a 45 hollow point. I'm almost positive. Well, no, this is not the Federal HydroShock. I don't remember what brand it was, and it's a 45. I don't carry one, so it must have been one of my guests that shot it into the bucket.
Yeah,
but,
interesting stuff.
It's an expanded 45 hollow point.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank Ray Allen for opening up the studio on short notice. Let's just tell the story real quick. I was driving down Interstate 10 just moments ago, a couple hours ago, I should say, and reached out to you when I realized where we were going to be at the time we were going to be.
Yeah.
You and I just saw each other at the Gun Rights Policy Conference just 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to you, and here we are.
And he dropped the tail hook, and he got the three wire. I want you to know he got an okay on this landing.
Yeah, I got an okay, and I made it on the first pass.
That's right.
So,
bolter out of Mark Walters.
So thanks to you, Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio. What are your other shows?
Liberty Watch, America Armed and Free, Sundays. There's three shows in a row. Swap Shop, which is a local buy, sell, and trade, anything you want, as long as it's lawful and moral. If somebody wants to call in and sell a machine gun on the air, that's fine, as long as it's on a Form 4. But no pornography, because, you know, one has social value and the other doesn't. And then Liberty Watch, about maintaining a free country, make sure government remains servant, not master. And then America Armed and Free.
Love Arizona.
Mm. Ditto.
Love the topics. What am I carrying?
You have a 19 there, sir.
17.
I have not asked.
17.
17. Oh, 17. That's right. You got the full size. Yeah. And I got a 20. I got a 23 on, and you have a
30.
A Glock 30.
He has a 30. Now, I am carrying in a Crossbreed outside the waistband holster.
Yeah, and it creaks.
It's wonderful.
It's
I love fresh new leather.
Yeah.
And I do have a black T-shirt, a black Crossbreed holster T-shirt on it. We are in the Crossbreed holster studios. We've just moved them.
That's right.
And this is still the middle of the Sonoran Desert. I can say that. It's just been built up into a city in the desert, right?
Well, some people would say it evolved, but we don't necessarily agree with them.
All right. I want to take you in a really fun direction today.
Okay.
A really fun direction today. A frightening direction. A direction that I had hoped. I had hoped that you and I would never have had to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I just didn't think. This is not the America that I remember growing up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say when I was a kid, I lived in Connecticut for 2 years, Charles. I went to high school there when my father was moving us all over the country. I spent about a year and a half, enough time to spend my junior year and senior year, most of my junior and my senior year, in a town called Simsbury, Connecticut. And I remember standing outside in the backyard, plinking at cans,
mm-hmm.
at 16 years old with our rifles, and it was just fine.
And normal.
It was normal activity. This was in a neighborhood that butted up to the woods. You try that today in the state of Connecticut, your parents will go to prison. You will be thrown in a reform school. The press mm-hmm. will be all over you. The school will, so, the teachers will lose their job. So, you know, it's because, I don't know, what do you call it? It's
paranoia.
Paranoia. It's the fundamental transformation. It's the infiltration of a political ideology.
Well, I can tell you how to get rid of it, and that's install air gun ranges everywhere. And get with your local state level associations and make it normal for people to be in the backyard with a rifle. And it doesn't happen overnight, but this is the way we infiltrate the culture. We do to the anti-freedom bigots exactly what they've been doing to us. Make it unnatural for people, kids, not to be seen in the backyard with a rifle.
This is why this is going to be a good hour,
mm-hmm.
because what you just said, you used the same tactics of mm-hmm. an article that I want to dissect with you mm-hmm. today on this program for the entire hour.
By the way, I have a phrase. I call it tailpiped carburetorism. Learn the laws so well and jam the laws of one municipality or government down the carburetor of the other so much so that it makes them choke on their own exhaust.
Again, without discussing it with you, you've hit the nail on the head. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Fred Hyatt? Do you know who Fred Hyatt is?
No.
Okay. Fred Hyatt is the editorial writer at the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
A fairly powerful left-wing newspaper, would you say?
Yeah, I thought the Washington Times was the paper of record.
It depends on who you are. For you or I, it might be. But for the freedom-hating bigots, the un-Americans,
mm-hmm.
it's an extremist rag.
Mm.
For the last couple of weeks, I've been saying and predicting that the un-Americans, the progressive left, the freedom haters, the gun grabbers, the prohibitionists, the bigots, would make a play for confiscation on the heels of what happened in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
No one's told me I'm crazy, and so far I've been able to point to more than one example of that. Fred Hyatt wrote a piece in the Washington Post editorial titled "A Gun-Free Society," and what I'd like to do with you is pick this apart with you
sure.
for the program, because I'm going to tell you, and those of you listening to this program, wherever you happen to be, this lays out, I think, better than anything I've seen in recent memory, Charles Heller.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my keys. You can move them. That's okay.
I want them. I want them not to be under something when you get up.
This lays out the agenda. It's a blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel absolutely certain there is absolutely no possible way. I'm sure, though, someone's gotten a phone call from Bloomberg. Someone's had their wrist slapped on what we're getting ready to talk about for the remainder of this.
I suspect something else got slapped a little lower, yeah. But in any case.
If it's coming from a billionaire, who knows? But this lays out the agenda and uses the terminology that we have known they've been using behind the scenes. And what did they say famously, the Brady campaign, that Obama said famously working on it, under the radar?
Under the radar. Under the radar. He'll have more flexibility after the election.
After the election. So I guess what we'll do is I'll start right now, mm-hmm. and I want to read you some pieces from here.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is we'll dissect it for the next three segments. But this piece was titled "A Gun-Free Society." Again, it's an opinion from the Washington Post by Fred Hyatt. Maybe it's time to start using the words that the NRA has turned into unmentionables. Prohibition, mass buyback, a gun-free society. Let's say that once again, a gun-free society. Doesn't it sound logical? Doesn't it sound safe? Wouldn't it make sense to learn from other developed nations which believe that only the military and law enforcers, when necessary, should be armed?
Well, first of all, there are no such places.
Okay, I see. He's ready to come out of his skin. I've got Mike Pieworski from the Arms Room Radio in here too, who's on this trip with us down here to mm-hmm. Arizona. We're going to go to you soon in a while too. So just hold on to your teeth. I know you don't have a mic up yet. We'll make that. We'll change that. It's hard to get through even the first two sentences of this without mm-hmm. jumping in like you did. So let me go back to this. Doesn't it sound safe? Wouldn't it make sense to learn from other developed nations which believe that only the military and law enforcers, when necessary, should be armed, and which, as a result, lose far, far fewer innocent people than die every year in the United States. Let's take that first sentence. We've got 1 minute. Take away from me. Tell me what you take away from just that one sentence.
Well, first of all, there are no such societies. Because even in places that are heavily prohibitionist, such as England and in Australia, there's still a civilian culture of arms. Now, it may be very different than it is in the United States, but civilians still own arms. Even in England, the shotgun license, if you're anywhere rural, is possible to obtain. So there is no place on earth that which he describes.
When we come back, we're going to dissect a piece from Fred Hyatt, Fred from the Washington Post, calling for confiscation that will blow your mind. The lunatic fringe is out. The gloves are off. These people are unhinged and coming unglued. We'll be back right after this from Tucson, Arizona.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which are not in parts unknown, but actually a place that's very well known, a place that's absolutely gorgeous. If you've never been here, come here. This is the Tucson area, Tucson, Arizona. It's just an incredibly beautiful place. The natural beauty of the area is really something. We do have some breaking news that's coming across. I want to thank Ray Allen, who just gave me some information right off the wires.
This just in.
U.S. Rep. McSally introduces bipartisan bill to help prevent gun violence. We don't know about we certainly don't have the time to go into this right now. We will look at this and we'll compare this to Cornyn's. From what I'm seeing from Washington, D.C., the bipartisan bill is endorsed by a wide range of groups, including the NRA, the National Alliance on Mental Health, on Mental Illness, and the National Association of Police Organizations. So we'll look into this and we'll talk about it with you more than likely on this weekend's Monster broadcast. If something breaks more today, we'll talk about it tomorrow if we have to. Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Tucson, Charles Heller, welcome back to the show. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for welcoming us here. That was great, really on short notice.
It's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be able to set up like this and do the program.
Yeah. Flexibility of radio.
It really is something else. All right, let's go back to this Washington piece. This Washington piece lays out, as far as I'm concerned, the blueprint of the left. I'll tell you what I took away from that first paragraph, Charles. Those that other developed nations which believe that only the military and law enforcers, when necessary, should be armed. So the first thing that came to my head was that unarmed French policeman being murdered in cold blood by a terrorist who chose to be armed when the French police felt, apparently, mm-hmm. as Fred Hyatt says, it wasn't necessary.
Well, Mark, there are countries in the world where only the police and military are armed. Do you know what those places are called?
Go.
Police states.
Thank you. Who would that be? Name one.
Well, a lot of the countries in Africa are like that, where the violence rate is very high. In Honduras, it's very hard for the civilian to be armed. And yet Honduras is one of the most violent countries on the planet, and in part because the civilians are disarmed. Mexico is a huge example of that. You can own one gun, a .22. Right. It's darn near impossible to get it, and it's almost more impossible to get ammunition for it. You can own a hunting rifle, but usually
well,
only
the cartels.
People,
let me correct you. The cartels get their guns from right here in Arizona.
Well,
handed to them by the federal government.
Well, or they get them through purchase orders. Through our arms industry, through legitimate ways, and then they get stolen by people who desert their armed forces.
And they filter to the criminals. So that old bumper sticker, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, it does ring true.
Yeah, and so does when seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Let's go through the rest of this. Take a listen to this. This is just a fascinating piece. It says, yes, even saying these words makes the NRA happy. It fuels the slippery slope argument the gun lobby uses to oppose even the most modest, common sense reforms. You see, background checks today, confiscation tomorrow.
Do you want me to respond now?
Yes.
Well, for one thing, you have it really doesn't matter whether Fred Hyatt. It really doesn't matter what Mr. Hyatt says that much, because anything that moves towards his direction, obviously there isn't going to be confiscation immediately. But his saying that makes it okay to say it more, number one.
It makes it okay. Oh, so let me stop you. That's mm-hmm. a fascinating point. Let's go there. Let's mm-hmm. drill down. It makes it okay. I guess I have to lay out my prediction here, mm-hmm. that you're going to begin seeing this call for confiscation. It's not going to come from the hierarchy. It's not going to come from Bloomberg. Mm-mm. You're shaking your
it's
head.
It's going to be crowdsourced.
It's going to be crowdsourced. It's going to be coming from the minions down below. Mm-hmm. And it's going to filter to the media, who are going to pick it up and then create the narrative that there's now a debate to
right.
repeal
and
the Second
the
Amendment.
Same thing you saw with same-sex marriage.
Stop. Yeah. You're better than you. I got to tell you, you're better than you know you are. Mm. What did he say in the movie? What was it? Robert De Niro. You're good. Mm. Yeah, you're good. Mm. I mean to scratch your back there, but take a listen to this. And yes, I understand how difficult it would be, he says. He's talking about confiscation. This is a matter of changing the culture mm-hmm. and norms of an entire society. It would take time. That's basically what you just said. Let me continue down. but the incremental approach is not succeeding. Now, the grin comes across your face because what this man has just admitted to all of us through this program and anybody who read this is that, in fact, we are correct when we tell you they are taking incremental steps leading to eventually their ultimate goal of what he just said, confiscation via changing the culture and the norms of our society. You said that without looking at this brilliant.
Right, and I haven't seen it. The thing about it is that the incrementalism is working beautifully in Arizona as well. Look, listen, we don't need, I'll speak metaphorically here. You know, we don't need machine guns in kindergartens. We'll settle for revolvers in high school this year. I mean, and we're doing exactly to the anti-freedom bigots. By the way, I'm going to tell you, you said on the left, there are anti-freedom people on the right.
There are.
I'll tell you that what stopped a couple bills from getting to the Arizona, vital bills from getting to the Arizona Congress this year was basically not the left, but the right.
And I agree with you on that. However, I always work under the overarching premise, and that is it's the Democrat Party that wants our guns as an institution. Of course, there are individual circumstances.
It's a party here. It's a large portion of the party here that is not as friendly to the right to keep and bear arms as they publicly say they are.
You are correct. And something that was brought up at the GRPC, because you went there, let's mention this. It was mentioned at GRPC that Arizona has been controlled, a deep red state, for how many years now?
Longer than I've been here. I came here in 1980.
All right, it's been over 50. I understand the number was over 50 years. Someone in Arizona has been infringing on the rights of gun owners, and that there's a reason why.
Well, you know who wrote Arizona's concealed weapons law is Ben Avery. He's got a range named after him.
Yeah,
and his
right
partner in it was the lady that became the Supreme Court Justice, I'm blanking. She's a retired Supreme Court justice. Why am I blanking on her name?
That's okay.
You know
I'm glad.
I mean.
No, I'm glad you did, because we're going to continue on
Go
here.
Ahead.
Take a listen to this next line. But the incremental approach is not succeeding, says Fred Hyatt. It sets increasingly modest goals, increasingly polite goals, close a loophole here, restrict a particularly lethal weapon there, talk about gun safety and public health, say reform, not control. This guy is laying out the battle plan and the blueprint of everything we've been talking about for many, many years. Do you care to comment on that before I move on?
Yeah, I think we need gun reform. I think we need to look at what laws we need to repeal. I think that's an important reform. I think the man, there is some, although it's not what he intended, I think there is some actual meat to what he's saying. For one thing, would you like to hear the five moral gun laws, or do we have time?
We have 1 minute before break, so go ahead.
The five moral, we call them the five kosher gun laws at JPFO. One, you're responsible for every shot you fire. Two, if you're less than 18, your rights come through your parents. Three, if you behave criminally with a firearm, a court of competent jurisdiction can sever your rights. Four, if you are declared to be insane and a danger to yourself or others, the same court can sever your rights. And five, any official of any level of government who attempts to take a gun from you for any but those five reasons should be immediately removed from government service, heavily fined, and possibly imprisoned.
What you just heard was real. Common sense. This is how we take back the language.
It's transformation.
This is how we take back the language. Back with Charles Heller here in Tucson right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot. Just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. I'm Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom today out from the middle of the desert. I was looking forward kind of to being parts unknown, but I'm glad I'm not with a black T-shirt. Didn't even think about that this morning. I'm sitting here with Charles Heller, Liberty Watch Radio, 1030 KVOI, the voice here in Tucson. Great to be here.
It's all right.
You've been given some great analysis here, and this is going to be fun because this piece gets better. The blueprints are laid out even further. Did you want to comment on?
You
on
might reset
else?
For the audience to who the article is by.
Yeah, this is by Fred Hyatt. What did I say, Fred Hyatt?
Yeah,
it's by Fred Hyatt. Fred Hyatt is the editorial page editor
from the Washington Compost.
At the Washington Compost, and he is essentially laying out for you the left's the gun prohibitionists, the un-Americans as I call them, their blueprint for your confiscation. I predicted this would happen right after the Oregon shooting. I have never seen. Have you ever seen the prohibitionists, the un-Americans, this unhinged? I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, after Sandy Hook, they were about this unhinged. But the difference here is that
this is worse.
Well, respectfully, the amount of emotion is not worse. What's different is the level of organization that you're seeing.
That's a great point.
What happened was after Sandy Hook, you had a coalescing of a number of different of these people to sort of unify strategy. Yeah, that's why you're seeing what you're seeing now with the background check initiative that's going to be run next year in Arizona.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that before we close this program out today. I'm going to spend the rest of this segment knocking this out. Then when we come back, I do want to touch on, there's a number of things happening here. Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting. It's why I'm here this week. A lot to say about that. Let's go back to this piece because this is fascinating. He says, but the incremental approach is not succeeding. incrementally infringing on your rights is what he is talking about, Fred Hyatt is. It sets increasingly modest goals, increasingly polite goals. Close a loophole here. Restrict a particularly lethal weapon there. That means take it away from you. That means ban it. Talk about gun safety and public health. Say reform, not control. In response, a few states have tightened restrictions, a few states have loosened them, but as a nation in Congress, we are stuck. Now take a listen to this. Every time there's a mass shooting, he says, gun control advocates argue again for legislation. But almost every time, opponents can argue that this shooter wouldn't have been blocked from buying a gun. Or that this gun would not have been on anyone's banned list. So why waste time and political capital on irrelevant restrictions? He goes on to tell us that, to be sure, he disagrees with the NRA and agrees with the Brady campaign. But he says, now take this, this is, we laughed about this, Mike and I did on the way in here. Modest restrictions, he said, can help and have helped. Let's break these down. The one gun a month law can reduce crime. My response to that was, yeah, to it'll just lower the crime rate for a month, right? One gun a month can lower the crime. Come on, this is ludicrous stuff, Charles. What he's talking about is what?
Well, what he's talking about is a slow restriction. You don't, it's the boiling frog theory. You don't put a frog in boiling water. It'll jump out. What you slowly do is increase the temperature of the water so the frog, sits there with his martini and enjoys the, what he thinks is the jacuzzi, but it's actually the frying pot.
Hey, before we go any farther, can I say hi to my kids?
Please.
They're listening.
Hmm.
Back east. They're listening back home.
Back east. Funny. To me, that's the South.
That's the South. They're listening back east. My daughter and my son, Lindsay and Ryan.
Back east.
I had a very early flight out here, and I didn't get to see them this morning before they went to school. So love you guys. Miss you guys. Looking forward to seeing you when I get home. All right. Let's go. Let's continue here. The gun show loophole should be closed, and closing it would prevent some criminals from obtaining weapons. That is enough. That was the reaction we had in the car on the way here to the studio. And every gun in a home with children should have a trigger lock. Now, selling gun safes is big business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a multi-billion-dollar business. Mm-hmm. I have a 900-pound Gorilla gun safe in my home, and I need another one because a responsible gun owner keeps his guns locked in a gun safe. You care to comment on any of that?
Well, for one thing, a trigger lock, if you have a gun that has a trigger that moves forward like a double-action trigger, and you put the trigger lock behind the trigger, could be effective. But a trigger lock either in front of that, or if you have a 1911-style firearm that has a pivoting trigger, or it has a striker-fired trigger, putting a gun lock on the gun is a violation of Rule 3, which is keep your finger on the frame until your sights are on the target. You have, in essence, put a finger through the trigger guard on the trigger by putting a gun lock in front of the trigger. It is a dangerous thing to do. And there's a lot of guns on the market that, if a round is chambered, can be fired with a trigger lock on it. In fact, it's even more dangerous to use the trigger lock because from an instructor standpoint, you believe you have, and we all know we treat all guns as loaded, Rule 1, but you believe you have a gun that's not capable of firing and your belief is not correct.
Then why don't the prohibitionists, the un-Americans, work with us when they, because they like to throw the terms gun safety around. These groups know nothing about gun safety. Gun safety, as you and I know it, is teaching the safe, responsible use, storage of, and handling of firearms.
Five basic rules, yeah.
And then following the basic rules of firearms handling and so forth. Yet they refuse. So this is how we take the language back, by doing just what you said.
Well, one of the things that we need to do is we need to adopt the gun safety language. Well, that's one thing I'll credit NSSF has done fairly well. They've talked about gun safety. They've got ads running nationally on Salem. They've got ads about gun safety. And I think it's a good idea that the pro-freedom side does do that. That said, we need to take back those terms. One of the things that I like doing when people ask me about so-called assault weapons, in quote, is to say, I don't know what you mean. Can you please define that? And when reporters ask me that, well, you know, semi-automatics.
Right.
And when they talk about assault weapons, I take them back to the 34 NFA.
Assault, though, is an action.
It's a behavior.
It's a behavior.
Right.
I've often said, if I beat you over the head with a stick, did I assault you with a stick? Right. You have one here.
I pulled out
or
my
did
ass.
I beat you with an assault stick? Now, in reality, it's battery, not so.
It depends if it's a semi-automatic stick or you know,
or if it's a revolver stick.
Yeah, or if it's a revolving stick.
What
right.
you just pulled out was a revolver stick.
Yeah, that's true. It's a single right. shot.
Let's take a look at how he wants to break this down before this segment is over.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "How many members of Congress would risk their jobs for modest incremental reform that may or may not show up as a blip on the following year's murder statistics? We've learned the answer to that question. They won't, of course. Congress will not lead this change. There has to be a cultural shift. Only then will Congress and the Supreme Court follow. As we've seen over the past 15 years with same-sex marriage, such deep cultural change is difficult and possible. Wyatt Earp, the frontier mentality, prying my cold dead fingers. I get all of that. But Australia was a pioneer nation, too, and gave up its guns. Societies change. Populations evolve. The takeaway from that is Australia, there was a number of things to take away, but in the essence of time, Australia didn't give up anything.
It got confiscated.
Australians' guns were taken.
Right.
And this is now twice that the president of the United States of America, sitting U.S. president, has referred to and invoked both Great Britain and Australia's gun confiscations as models for America to emulate. And in that same sentence, he said, these are allies. These are countries just like us. My response to that was, no, they are not. These are countries he wants us to be just like. And there's a big difference. 1 minute.
Well, do you know what happened to the real-life guy who was the pattern for Crocodile Dundee in Australia?
Educate me, please.
He refused to give up his guns. The Australian police attempted to enter his home and seize them, and he shot and killed one of them, and they killed him. That's what happened to the real Crocodile Dundee. And that's what, now, maybe that won't happen a lot. I sure hope that a confiscation doesn't happen. But in America, a certain percentage of people out there will not go down without a fight. What you're doing, if you do practice confiscation, is you're dooming quite a number of police officers to a certain death and probably, if not terrible injury.
Yeah, believe me, that's fodder for a whole.
And we don't want to go there. We want to live in a society where that never happens.
Exactly.
I am not in favor of using force against law enforcement.
No.
I'm just talking about why it's there and what will happen if they do.
The Supreme Court, which has misread the Second Amendment in its recent decisions, he's of course referring to the Heller and McDonald decision, mm-hmm. 08 and 2010. Would have to revisit the issue. The court has corrected itself before, and if public opinion shifts, it could correct itself again. Of course, they don't have a problem with Roe v. Wade, but again, fodder for another show. If it did not, the Constitution would have to be amended. Now, this is where the call is coming in that we're beginning to see, in not from the upper echelons of the movement itself, mm-hmm. but from the upper echelons of the media, which is beginning to get picked up. It will start to get picked up, and that's how the narrative will form. The man is talking about a gun-free goal. The man is talking about confiscation of firearms. The man is talking about repealing, and he has laid out the blueprint, which we already know has been being followed by the un-Americans. What is an un-American? The person who wants to take what you have and have a lawful right to own. Back from Arizona, Tucson, right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the 1030 KVOI, the Voice Studios, just outside beautiful, gorgeous downtown Tucson, Arizona. I love the magic of jet travel. To be able to bring this show yesterday and tell listeners we were going to be here in the desert, catch an early flight, and to be out here with you guys is just a wonderful experience, and to do it so quickly.
Don't let him fool you. We're really sitting in the Negev.
USCCA on air, before I go any farther with Charles, who's going to crack me up, I have to look the other direction. USCCA on air, a gun a day in the month of October, giving away a gun a day. This is their most popular promotion. It is huge. USCCA on air.com. Armed American Radio Daily Defense and Monster Armed American Radio Weekend listeners are winning these promotions. I've had them on the air. Please head over to USCCA on air. What's the gun today, you're asking? 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 9 seconds from the sound of my voice right now. All you have to do is activate a membership. Pick your membership, one, two, or three, to the United States Concealed Carry Association, something you should have anyway, and your name is in the running to win the Sig Sauer 1911 Carry Scorpion 45 ACP. This gun has a MSRP, liberals, that's manufacturer suggested retail price, of $1,149. It's absolutely beautiful. And you can win. The odds of winning these are great. 30 guns in 30 days, a huge promotion from the USCCA. Head over to USCCA on air. It's a site dedicated directly to you to reach over to the USCCA. Welcome back to the studio.
Expensive that gun is.
It is expensive. 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson, Arizona. I'm talking with Charles Heller. Charles, thank you so much for having us here, man. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Did you know Mark was ticklish, audience?
I don't know that you knew that, so I don't even want to go there.
Oh, and he's also red in the face. It's fun to knock another host off kilter.
One at a time, especially when the hosts are armed. Hey, this is a very safe radio studio.
All three of us are armed.
I have armed.
There's at least four guns in this room.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I always say
that just said something if you know how to do
the Crossbreed Holster studios are always the safest radio studios in America. And I think the Crossbreed Holster studios might have some competition. Because KVOI, 1030 KVOI, the voice studios are definitely safe.
I don't know anybody who's on air on the weekend who doesn't carry.
It's really something. Right, let me ask you this. Let's spend the remaining 7 minutes that we have together here today talking about why I'm here again in beautiful Arizona, and that is the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting. I will have, yet again, the incredible opportunity to stand up and say 5 or 10 minutes to say hi to so many friends out here in Arizona. David Kodria, good friend of this program, will be the keynote speaker tomorrow.
He will.
Looking forward to that, I should say. Not
day
tomorrow,
after
Saturday, day after tomorrow. So we've got really more to cover, and this is right on the heels of the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Tell us about the AZCDL annual meeting.
Arizona Citizens Defense League was an organization formed approximately 10 years ago in 2005. It was four guys at the Five and Diner on Ray Road in Chandler. And we realized that the needs of Arizona's self-defense community were not well served by the lack of representation that we had. And it wasn't that anyone was bad or doing a poor job. It was that we didn't have anybody dedicated to being in Arizona's legislature all the time. So we've had, for the last 10 years, two full-time lobbyists for a large portion of that time, unpaid lobbyists, who were there every day the Capitol was open and some days it was not. We have grown from those four people to 12,551 members as of today.
That's incredible. And I've had the opportunity. I am a member, and I am really proud of that, really proud of that, for a number of different reasons. But most importantly, my next membership coming up is going to be Oregon Firearms Federation.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that on the air. So, yeah, we'll be working with Kevin Starrett here soon. We'll be joining that organization as well. But the reason this is so important in Arizona, I can't – it's hard to stress this enough, quite frankly. Michael Bloomberg is getting ready to dump millions of dollars in this state. This state is the Holy Grail. Let's face it. Arizona,
yeah,
guns and ammo, it's rated number one year after year. Now, I could take some issues with a couple things based on how they rate it, but that's a different topic. But this state, no doubt, is the state that was built on the gun. It was founded on the gun. It represents freedom, the right to bear arms.
We have constitutional carry. You can come here from New York City, and if you have a legal gun there and you bring it here, you can load it, put it in your pocket, and walk around with it, and you haven't broken a single law.
Or a friend here who has a legal gun today. Bloomberg wants to stop that. In other words, if you come out here from New York and your friend you want to borrow your friend's gun to carry, under Bloomberg's rules, Bloomberg's laws, you can't do it.
Let me explain why. Because if you come here from another jurisdiction, you can't legally transfer a handgun across state lines without going through a dealer, and it has to be the dealer in the state you're in the state you're from. So if you come here from New York City and you want to carry a gun under the way Bloomberg has the initiative going in Washington, the transfer would have to go through an FFL, Federal Firearms Licensee. Well, the Federal Firearms Licensee, if you got a driver's license that says you're from New York City, he can't transfer the gun to you.
If I come here from New York City today and want to borrow your gun and I'm going to spend a week with you because I'm here for whatever reason, can you lend me a gun?
Yeah, open the drawer. I mean, take what you want. I don't care.
Bloomberg wants to stop this.
Right.
He stopped it in Washington. He stopped it in Oregon. He was successful, close enough to success. He wants Arizona.
Right.
He's going to, as much as I hate to say this, I've had behind-the-scenes conversation. I'm aware of the polling. Nevada does not look good. It appears that Nevada may very well fold. To be the third background check state on the West Coast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants Arizona, and he wants it for a reason. This is the gun-friendliest state in the country.
Right.
If he can pick it off, he's going to use it to go back east, to go to federal Congress. The institution of gun control will be back on the table.
Mm-hmm. And Arizona is a linchpin for that.
It is a huge linchpin. Florida is a ballot state, a ballot initiative state. If he can pick off Arizona, Florida listeners, Miami, you're listening to me right now, he's going to come for you. So we're spending time out in Arizona fighting this, bringing attention to this any way we possibly can. You guys have got a fight on your hands, Charles. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not.
Even in this gun-friendly state.
Right. Oh, especially in this gun-friendly state, actually, because people say, you know, you hear the raucous calls, oh, I don't ever pass on the ballot here. And frankly, that's bull spit.
Yeah, we heard it at the GRPC. It is.
All it takes is 50% and plus one voter, and it passes.
There are too many headlines, sir, for sitting around on their duffs right now, and it becomes incumbent upon each of you, it becomes incumbent upon you, wherever you live, to get involved. It is no longer fashionable to sit on the sidelines when we have an un-American, freedom-hating zealot trying to take our rights. He's been successful, and he may very well pick off, well, I'm afraid he's going to pick off Nevada. I hate to say that to you Nevada listeners, but it's not looking good right now. And you guys, I know you guys are fighting the fight out there. Mm-hmm. Good heavens, you guys are fighting
every
day. Don Turner's doing a wonderful job. He's been on the show.
Yeah. He's in Arizona, you know.
Yeah, he just got an award at the GRPC. Mm-hmm. Don, we're with you 100%. But Arizona, this is the Holy Grail. This is it. And if he can win here, he will be emboldened and feel he can go anywhere. He may even bypass a couple more states, Charles, and go right to Congress.
Let me explain, if I may, why it's so important. This is a state where if you have a tax stamp for the machine gun and you have a tax stamp for the suppressor, you can sling, as long as you don't point at anybody, you can sling a full auto suppressed weapon and walk through downtown Tucson without breaking a single law. Certainly you'll get some attention, but you haven't done anything illegal and the cops would not slam you into the ground. They'd stop you and ask you, mm-hmm. but they would not slam you into a wall and take the gun away and do any of that stuff. This is the state where that's legal. And if you are able to commit a flustercluck of our rights to the degree that Bloomberg wants to, right. in a state where carrying a suppressed machine gun down the street, open or concealed without a permit, is legal, you have really moved the conversation. You've really moved the ball.
How many suppressed machine guns have been used in store robberies?
I don't know. There's been a number used in wronghouse raids, but there's been but none that I know of used by criminals.
I'll tell you what, the fight is brutal. The fight is getting vicious, and we are seeing the un-Americans. People ask me, what is un-American? What does it mean? Why do I say it sounds pretty harsh to call one of my fellow citizens un-American? It's un-American to come after what I have and have a lawful right to own that you don't like.
Actually, it sounds harsh to me to call him a citizen.
Thank you, Charles Heller. And thank you, Ray Allen, and everybody at 1030 KVOI, the voice here in beautiful Tucson. We're going to be back tomorrow Tombstone, Arizona.
It's all right.
Yeah, the town too tough to die. We'll be broadcasting live from Tombstone. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Never leave your cave without your club. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. See you tomorrow from the town too tough to die, Tombstone.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.